Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, so as I said in today's gospel reading, Jesus says, "Peace I leave to you, and my peace I give to you." So we are living in the year 2025. If I ask you the question, do you have the peace within you and within your family? And within your neighborhood, do we have the peace? And most of us can tell, some days we do have the peace, and some days we don't have the peace. So what is the reason? What are we lacking not to have the peace within you, within your family, within your neighborhood? What is going on? What are we lacking? So this is what you and me, we need to examine every day. What I'm lacking. So if I want to find the true peace, the true happiness, we need to have the prayer life. We need to have the faith in God. And we need to welcome Jesus Christ into your personal life, into your family, and into your neighborhood. The true peace comes from God alone. Jesus said very clearly in today's gospel reading, "My peace is different from the material world, what it is giving you. My peace is everlasting." The material goods, the money, the gold, the silver, the jobs, whatever you have, it may bring you the peace. But my peace is different from all these material goods. Dear brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you a small story. So there was a man. He was a very pious man, devoted. But still, however he was devoted, but still he doesn't have the peace in his life. So he was reading so many books. And he was going here and there and asking, "Could you help me to find the peace in my life, in my heart? I want to have the peace of mind. However, I have so many things, but still there is no peace in my heart. Could you help me to have the peace?" So one day he went to the monastery where the monks live together. So the monk was asking this boy, one who went there, "So could you tell me about your background, how you lived your life from the childhood to until now?" So the man started to tell him, "So this is what I did, this is what I did, and this is what I had." And finally the monk said, "If you really want to have the peace, I will ask you to do one thing. Go to the sea, near to the sea, collect 8 stones and put them in the bag. Put it on your shoulder and climb to the mountain." And he said, "Truly you'll find the peace in you." So 8 stones, he gave 8 names. The first one he said, anger. Of course, which we all have, am I right? So we all have the problem with the anger. For everything we get angry. And we have the envy. We have the problem with the greed and selfishness. And we have the problem with the lust. We have the problem with hating someone and seeking the power and authority. So these are the names that God, you know, so the monk has given to him 8 names, and he told them, "Put in the bag, put it on the shoulder, and carry to the mountain." So when you are climbing the mountain, if you find the bag is too heavy, he can take one of the stone and drop it down. So the man was so happy, he's going to find the true peace in his life. So he got up in the morning, collected the stones, put it in the bag, and started to climb to the mountain. And after 1 hour, he felt tired. And he said, the bag is too heavy. Let me take down the first stone. Put it down. The first stone what he has taken down is anger. And after a little while, he climbed again. And he said, I'm tired. Let me take down the second stone. He took down the second stone, the pride. The third one, envy. The fourth one, the lust. Selfishness, power, authority, disappointments, all this, the fear. Everything, he started to one by one drop it down. And finally, the bag was left alone. He thought himself, why should I carry this bag? And he dropped it down. Dear brothers and sisters, this man, what is the problem with him not to find the peace in his heart? All these things. So when he dropped it down one by one, anger, hatred, jealous, envy, pride, seeking for the money, greed, all these things. And he truly found there is emptiness in heart. That emptiness created him to welcome God himself. So when you have the anger, hatred, greed after money, there is no emptiness in your heart. There is no place for God. And how can you find the peace? And when you don't have the peace within you, how can you make the family to be happy? Dear brothers and sisters, so this is what you and me, we are lacking. Don't think that I'm perfect. Sometimes I do have the peace, sometimes I don't have it. So we all are lacking. These are the problems what we have. Unless and until we give it up. We have to give it up. We have to give up anger, hatred, retaliations, selfishness, jealous, envy. If you don't give it up, I don't think you are truly finding the peace, because unless there is emptiness in your heart, complete emptiness, total emptiness, I don't think there is a place for God to come to you. So if you really want to have the peace which Jesus wants to give to you, Jesus says, my peace I leave to you, and my peace I give to you. He's not expecting any money. We don't need to pay any money, but he wants to give to you freely. Once if you have the peace of God within you, you can be happy. You can make your family to be happy. You can make your husband to be happy, wife to be happy, children to be happy, and your neighborhood to be happy. There is a beautiful prayer of Saint Francis of Assisi. He said, he prayed every day, Lord, make me an instrument of peace. Where there is a hatred, let me show love. Where there is an injury, pardon. Where there is a despair, hope. Where there is a darkness, let me bring light. See? So it's not all about expecting someone to bring me the peace. Am I becoming an instrument in promoting the peace within my family, within my neighborhood? Always you and me, we need to question when we live in our neighborhood. Am I causing my neighbor to get angry? Am I destroying the peace which is in my neighborhood because of my behavior, because of my character? Am I destroying? So we should be able to examine rather than blaming someone else. Am I the right person? Am I behaving well? Am I trying to promote the good and peace to the people? So I don't want to talk too much. Let the peace of Christ be with you and with me. Because Jesus says, my peace is different from the material goods, the material life what we have. Let the peace of Christ be with you, which gives us eternal happiness. Amen.